Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gula 24P on kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, President Wako, and I say you're president because you were there when he was elected, Donald Trump, has come out now threatening BRICS nations if they want to form this BRICS currency and devalue the dollar. So basically, the de-dollarization, which you've been speaking about for the last 2 years, is upon us. And I think you can see that.
It's a huge conversation and one that really has been center stage for much of the BRICS nations, but also the Trump presidency. Now, Donald Trump, since his election as the president here, has yet to take over the White House, but he is certainly making it very clear as to where he stands when it comes to international engagements and bilateral trade agreements, maintaining his protectionist stance regarding the United States. So he's come out, as you mentioned, essentially warning the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, including the myriad of other countries that actually want to join the BRICS nations, at least another 7 additions that were looking to come on board, that they shouldn't actually implement a new currency or back an alternative currency that could lead to the de-dollarization of trade. Now, he does highlight that if this does take place, essentially these nations would be slapped with 100% tariff increases, and essentially should expect to say, in his words, goodbye to selling to the wonderful U.S. economy. Now, this does come on the back of Donald Trump already having made sentiments or implemented or mentioned that he would likely implement tariff increases of about 10% for China, 25% for countries like Mexico and Canada. And the key theme that we're certainly learning here is that Donald Trump is really driving on the theme of protectionism and the U.S. economy as a key driver for his presidency going into the White House. It has yet to be seen and decided as to what kind of response we'll see either from the BRICS nations or other participating trade partners with the U.S. But for the moment, it seems as though there's still ongoing negotiations, conversations with lobbyist groups. And there's even a video of our South African finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, that is trending at the moment around a conversation with the IMF and the World Bank, where he makes it very clear that at the moment, there has been no particular move or documentation to have a BRICS currency. But BRICS nations do typically trade in currencies that they prefer, whatever that currency might be. So lots of moving parts. I don't think any particular country is going to put their colors to the mast just yet until we do see Donald Trump being fully inaugurated into the White House and clarity on the direction he's going to take, giving some insight into the direction.
Mm. Now, in Germany, VW is closing some factories. There are strikes. But also their profits are down by 64%. That's crazy, eh?
Yeah, it's huge. And many are actually saying that this is a huge indicator of the economic stance, not only of Germany, but businesses within the European Union. Now, this doesn't come as too much of a surprise because many have witnessed that the Chinese auto manufacturers have definitely been gaining ground, not only in markets like South Africa, the rest of Africa, but even in Europe. So Volkswagen, for the first time in its 87-year history, is actually going to have to close down some plants. As you mentioned, lower profits, weaker demand, and they're not fully using the capacity to manufacture as many vehicles because of increased competition. Now, this has gotten it into trouble with some of the labor unions. One of the largest labor unions actually saying that they are downing tools today in that market. And this does come on the back of the fact of ongoing negotiations to try to minimize the impact of job losses that will potentially take place. They mentioned that they could lose at least 50,000 workers. They are looking at alternatives in terms of reducing pay and finding alternative forms of employment for them. But it's a tough one. If anything, though, Cesar, I do think that this should be used as a litmus test just to see how resilient not only the European economy is, auto manufacturers within that market, but even what it does mean for Germany, especially moving into a new year where there's ongoing threats around geopolitical interference and what that just might look like for the sustainability, the profitability of these businesses and the new models they might have to implement.
Look, they're not doing as badly as Audi. Audi's down 91%.
Now, BMW as well.
Mm. Yeah, BMW is down, I think, 84%, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. So, yeah, things are looking bad. I don't know if they're going to close doors, but whew, I feel sorry for them. What are the markets looking like?
It's a tough one, business all around. But the markets on Friday was Black Friday. Bear in mind, the U.S. holidays were also on holiday on the back of Thanksgiving as well as the long weekend. So we will open up from 84,510 points. A lot of focus on Boxer after it listed officially on the JSE last week, Thursday. So we'll continue to monitor that particular share price movement. 1818 is where we're trading to the U.S. dollar, 2306 to the British pound, and now at 1912 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulit24P on Kaya 959. And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.